We move now to a new topic on maintaining content in SharePoint libraries. In this section, we will demonstrate uploading a new file to a library. An important tool for every site member is the library, where you can share files of virtually every type, along with metadata about them. By far, the most common type is the document library, supporting a long list of file types, including PDF, Microsoft Office, Visio, RTF, HTML, text, and so on. Like site visitors, you can read and download copies of files and rearrange the list by using views, sort, and filter. But as a site member, you can do more, such as uploading a new file to the library. I happen to have a text file named adverbs that I want to upload to this library. Let's do it together. First, I open the library and then look under the list to click the Add Document link. The Upload Document dialog appears. By clicking Browse, I can find and click my file named adverbs. The path to the file appears in the dialog. We'll talk about this checkbox later. The version comments field is optional. But this text box is a good place to comment on why the file exists. Then, I click OK. A second dialog appears, prompting me for metadata. The fields in this dialog can differ widely from one library to another, depending on how the site owner set it up. This particular library only asks me for three things. I have the chance here to change the actual file name. You should leave that field as it is, to avoid accidentally adding the same document to your site multiple times under different file names. The title field is optional, but it is a best practice to provide a brief user-friendly title. Finally, this particular library asks me to assign a category to this file. The nearest use for this document is reference. Now that I'm done, I'll click check in. The file is now in the library, with a new icon appearing to the right of the name. This icon only appears when a document is first added, and then only for 2 days. Notice the metadata I entered now shows up in the columns for this file. Metadata not only fills the cells in the library, it also can be used to define what is seen and not seen. For example, the site owner could have placed on the homepage a web part to this library that only shows files with the category of reference, or only recently uploaded files, or... Well, the options are endless. Now all this demonstrates the importance of having you enter good metadata. The better the information you enter, the better the site owner can manipulate files and libraries to meet the needs of site users. One more thing, there is a way to upload multiple files at the same time, but we do not recommend that for site members. Instead, that is a task that is better suited for site owners.